Welcome to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is, who are Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar, also known as Shiva? They are the three governors of a Brahmand. A Brahmand is a planetary system where souls are residing. Our Brahmand consists of Mrityulok, Swarg, and Narak. Mrityulok, this physical earth and the physical solar system. Swarg and Narak, they are a place of reward and punishment affiliated with this particular Brahmand. The Puranas tell us, Sankhya Chet Rajasamasti Navishvanam Kadachana, that although potentially you could count every grain of sand on this earth planet, because it would be a limited number, you could never count the number of Brahmans in this universe, because the universe is endless and there are infinite number of Brahmans. So this one unit that we have, our Mrityulok, Swarg, and Narak, that's called one Brahmand, and there are uncountable such Brahmans in the universe. Each Brahmand has a Vishnu, a Brahma, and a Shiva, who are the governors of that Brahmand. Thus, it is also said, Brahma Vishnu Shivadi Nam Tatha Sankhyana Vidyate. Both of these are from Devi Bhagavat Puran. And it says that just as you can't count the number of Brahmans in the universe, you can't count the number of Brahmas, Vishnus, and Shivas in the universe either, because they all exist in each and every Brahman. Brahma is given the task of creating that little Brahmand. He's not the creator of the whole universe. Supreme God does that. But Brahma, who is a power of Supreme God, he handles the final creation of an individual Brahmand. Vishnu is an avatar of Supreme God, a descension of Supreme God, who comes and resides in each and every Brahmand as the protector or sustainer of each and every Brahmand. And God Shiva also descends from the divine world and appears in each and every Brahmand as the destroyer, because there is a time where the Brahmand also has to be destroyed. So Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva are all divine personalities, divine powers, who perform the service to the souls of governing that Brahmand where the souls are born. They take birth, and when they receive a human birth, they can perform their karma. Each Brahma has his abode, which is actually a part of Swarg. And Vishnu and Shiva have their divine abodes, which are represented in each individual Brahmand. But there is actually only one single Supreme God to whom all of this belongs, or from whom all of this has come. So even Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar are said to be Ansh. They're a part of that supreme divine power, who is the supreme creator of the whole entire universe. That is said to be Mahavishnu of Vaikunth abode. And he is said to be Ansh of Shri Krishna, who reveals the loving leelas on the earth when he comes. So this is a brief explanation of who the three governors of our Brahmand are, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shankar. Jai Shri Radhe.